You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The notice that Hashem was sending and is still sending, you know, as far as the seven matters that one needs to correct himself, is the spot that is, what color is it?
White.
It's a white color. So now white, usually this is a good positive sign, is a good message, or is a warning message?
Good.
Depends.
Depends?
No, I understand, the white color. So like let's say if somebody has a white hair, that means he's a tzaddik. So if Hashem wanted to give warning to someone that commit these one of these sins, so what color would be appropriate?
Red,
black, you know, red, black, or jigari, that's the best color. But why white?
Mercy?
Yeah. It's good, yeah, mercy. But if is a point of having mercy, so but he goes through a lot of you know, embarrassment and so on. So this is a contradiction. If the white is a sign of mercy, see, you know, he has to go through a lot of you know, very difficult process.
White. Right.
Is it better to make the black white or make it white black? Which is, if it's black or a red, so then he will realize that he has to change the color. But anyway, in Beit HaMikdash, the ribbon that was red, what color would turn?
White.
So red was the sign of sins. So then the red ribbon would turn white, so they would realize that Hashem forgive them. So there's a statement in the Gemara that is brought that the best doctors, the best one, they're not going to go to Gan Eden. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the best doctor, they're not going to go to Gan Eden. Why they should not go to Gan Eden?
Because they have Gawa that I did something.
No mistake.
No, Chassid Shalom, there's no mistake. No, they don't have Gawa. All the doctors are Sadiq.
So why do they have to go to the Kenyan?
They interfere in the work of HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. No. It says in the Torah that you are commanded, when you're not feeling well, you have to go to the doctor. It says, Rapo Yerapeh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Because they do mistakes.
No, Chas v'Shalom. They don't know mistakes. Chas v'Shalom.
To
Gan Eden?
They charge a lot.
No. It's free. You know, you don't pay them. No, it's free. So Gemara says that the reason is the doctors, you know, pretty much aware, like when they're not feeling well, what type of medication they can use. So now here the purpose that one is not feeling well is to do teshuvah, to become closer to Hashem, fix himself. The doctors, they don't look at it that way. You know, they write a prescription for themselves and, you know, they feel that they can, you know, heal themselves. That's one reason. The other reason is, who is the best doctor you can think of? The best doctor. No, besides that, Yeah, he has fear of Hashem.
Sorry?
No. The doctors. The one that they went to medical school. But anyway, which is better, to heal somebody that has a physical pain or neshama pain? Which one is a better doctor?
Neshama pain.
So that's a better doctor. So now here, the one that with the slander, as Rabbeinu Bachya in Chovot HaLevavot brings, that what his slander is going to cause, that all his zechut is going to go, the one that he spoke about, and all his avonot is going to come to him. So the one that spoke negative or lashon hara about somebody else, so then he cleaned them up. He was the doctor, actually. So he was the doctor that he fixed them up. So now when the Gemara says the best doctors, they're not going to go to Gan Eden. So it means this, a slander, because actually he was the best doctor. He cleaned them up. He took all his abonot and all his mitzvot went to him. Wow. This is the PhD doctor.
Maybe also if the doctor go to Gan Eden, he makes it like a Gan Eden. He do well, he works, he make everybody well over there, and then they become a Gan Eden over there.
Well, we hope so. But here, when he says they're not going to go to Gan Eden, that means, one point here is, because they think they can heal themselves, and then they ignore the sign of Hashem. And the other point here is, that actually, when somebody slanders behind somebody's back, so then actually, he's the expert doctor. He cleans them up. He takes all his avonot, and all his mitzvot is going to go to him. So now, back to the spot. Why is it white? Because actually the white sun means that you were honored with a certificate that you whiten it somebody else. So they're not, just like the ribbon that was red became white. Actually, when you spoke about somebody else, you whitened his profile by saying Lashon Hara. Well, you go around and you're an expert doctor. You clean up everybody. Yeah. No, if you like to do that, and you give away all your zechuyot and collect, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning, there's a big truck that goes around too. So, you know, some people, they like to do that, clean up. Yeah, you know, everybody according to his taste. But it's a pity, you know, all the work you do, all the mitzvot you do, all the tzedakah you gave, and then you see, the ledger after the stream is empty, nothing there, nothing. Why? Because you cleaned up your file after mitzvot, and then you cleaned up all the file after abonot of many, many people. And that's what the white sign is all about. And that's why it's not red. Why? Because you want to tell them, see what you did? You whiten everybody that you spoke about. But what happened to you? You lost all the zechuyot that you had. And, you know, Chacham would not do such a thing. I mean, even though that you have all the right, even though that, you know, you feel that they did you wrong, but still, it has nothing to do with talking negative about somebody else. And you have to be careful. You don't want this white sign on your body. Keep it, because we need this mitzvot. And we work very hard for it. You know, get up early in the morning, you know, to come to Beit Knesset. So keep it for yourself. And don't waste it. Don't let it go. Hashem is like, cannot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.